Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we continue our celebration of Easter, as we continue to joyfully tell the world that Jesus is risen. I am so glad that you are here, whether you're with us here in church or you've joined us online. It is good for us to add our voices to those that are giving God praise today. There are Sunday school bags on the back pew, and so if there are children here or if there will be children visiting with you later today, please make sure that they get a Sunday school bag. It's a wonderful way for them to see just how much it is that God loves them. I also want to make sure, this is the second week I'm doing this, but I want to make sure that we give a good thank you to Mr. Thomas Martin for accepting the position of treasurer for us here at St. John's. It is truly a blessing to have someone. We did the baptism for his son Leo early April, but it was at the 10:30 service, so sorry, folks. Yeah, it was a great baptism. It really, truly was, and I wish y'all could have been there, too. But if you have a chance to meet and to see Thomas, then welcome him and congratulate him. Sunday, May 29th. It's a few weeks from now, but we will be celebrating and recognizing our high school graduates on that Sunday. And so we will be recognizing them at both the 8:30 and the 10:30. And so I hope that you will join us that weekend as we celebrate that seventh Sunday in our season of Easter, but also celebrate the accomplishments of our high school graduates that weekend. There are lots of other announcements written in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship. We've gathered this morning to add our voices, giving thanks to God for the resurrection of Jesus. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, How Can I Keep From Singing? Let us rise and sing together.
Your praise, how can I ever say enough, how amazing is your love, how can I
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Eternal and all-merciful God, with all the angels and all the saints, we laud your majesty and might. By the resurrection of your Son, show yourself to us and inspire us to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first lesson this morning comes from Acts chapter 9, beginning at the first verse. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, but get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from Revelation chapter 5, beginning at the 11th verse. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. They numbered myriads and myriads, and thousands, singing with the full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power, and wealth, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and in the sea, and all that is in them, singing, "To the one seated on the throne, and to the Lamb be blessing, and honor, and glory, and might, forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 21st chapter. After he had appeared to his disciples in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." And they said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" And they answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him then the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Is she here? She's coming. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up. I wasn't going to make you come all by yourself, all right? There we are. Are those bunny ears? Yes, they are. All right, well then, come on up. Good morning, everyone. Do you have a favorite number? 21. All right. Do you have a favorite number? What's your favorite number? What?
1,000.
1,000. That's a big number. I have a couple of favorite numbers, but one of mine is 3. First of all, 3 was the number worn by Harmon Killebrew of the Minnesota Twins. All right, yeah, okay. 3. Harmon Killebrew wore number 3, but it's also a really wonderful number from the Bible, all right? And in fact, it's an important number in today's story. On the night when Jesus was betrayed and he was arrested, he went in to see the high priest, and in the courtyard around him, Peter was there watching what was going on. And a person asked Peter, "Do you know Jesus?" And he said, "Nope, don't know him, never heard of him." Another person came up and said, "I think you know that Jesus." "Nope, don't know him." And finally, a third person came and said, "You know Jesus." And he's like, "Nope, never heard of the guy." 3 times, Peter denies even knowing Jesus. In today's gospel story, Jesus comes to Peter and says, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, I love you." Jesus asks again, "Peter, do you love me?" And he says, "Yes." And he says a third time, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter was like, "You know everything, Lord. You know that I love you." But Jesus asked that 3 times so that Peter would know that for every time he denied Jesus, that Jesus forgave him. Because every time Peter said, "Yes, I love you," Jesus gave him something to do. "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, go out and help the people around you." 3 is an important number. It was important for Jesus to forgive Peter all 3 times. It was important for Peter to hear that all 3 times. It was important for Jesus to tell Peter to go out in mission, right? So for each of us, it's not that you're only going to hear it once. No, God comes to us every day, and we know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 1 God, 3 people. 1 God, 3 people. And so 3 is just a cool, cool number for us all. 1,000's a really good number. 21's also kind of cool. But today, I kind of like 3. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you have shown us forgiveness through what you gave to Peter today. Help us to remember your love. Help us to shine with your light. And help us to feed your sheep. We give you thanks for the day, Lord. Amen. Have a great morning, everybody. Jesus is risen. And may the risen Christ fill our hearts with grace and peace this day and always. Amen. There is an amazing truth that I want to share with all of you, and that is the truth that the risen Christ comes to us, and he meets us right where we are. From the disciples in a locked room, to Thomas a week later, from Mary Magdalene in the garden, to Cleopas and his friend walking to Emmaus, the risen Jesus finds us where we are, amazes us with the good news of resurrection, and then sends us out with a ministry of love and care for neighbors. But also, from our anxiety and confusion to weakness and unbelief, from our attempts at growing our faith to caring for our neighbors, Jesus also finds us where we are, amazes us with God's love shown in his resurrection, and then sends us out with a new ministry of love and care for neighbors. And we see this Jesus meeting us where we are quite vividly in today's gospel story. Today's gospel begins with some of the disciples doing what they had done before they met Jesus. All right, Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James and John, and 2 others went fishing. Now, this isn't like driving up to the lake and dropping a couple of lines in off the pontoon boat Nor is it like going to a bass fishing tournament someplace. This is a net and other stuff and in a boat like commercial fishermen. This was how Peter earned his living, James and John as well, and maybe the rest for all that I know. But they were out there that night on a boat doing it again. I believe that those disciples were trying to discover the what's next in their lives. Jesus had given them a mission. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. They were asked by Jesus to go into the world bringing peace and love, bringing care for all their neighbors. We get that same request as baptized children of God. As followers of Jesus, we too are sent into the world to celebrate God's love, to live the peace that Jesus gives to us, and to share the care that comes to us from God with others. And like the disciples, we also, we can often wrestle with the what's next. And then we go out and we try, and sometimes we get it right, and sometimes we don't. For Peter and the others today, I'm sure that getting back to doing something that they knew was a comfort. There was no confusion about what it is that they were supposed to do or what was expected of them. Peter knew where he belonged in the boat with the nets. Muscle memory was going to take over pretty soon, and I guess that there was probably some enjoyment for them all. But I'm not certain that the one who called them out of that life to go fish for people was thinking about this after he had given them a mission. But Jesus comes and he meets them right where they are. There was no scolding or anger from Jesus. Jesus didn't go where he thought they should be and then text, "I'm here, where are you?" All right? Jesus arrived on that shore, made breakfast, and as they came towards the shore, he asked them to cast their nets on the other side. Now, that used to just be a sentence for me. But then I talked to somebody who had done some of that fishing. You usually cast your nets on the one side and everyone's used to it and your muscles all work like that, right? If you cast from the other side, all of a sudden you really have to think about it because your muscles aren't working the same way. None of those things. You really have to think about it. You have to, you know, it's uncomfortable for you to be doing that. But when they did that, they caught fish, a lot of fish. And now I know that there are some people who like to make a great big deal out of the number of fish, right? I was in a class in college, and the professor told us that in Jesus' day, there were 153 known nations and peoples in the world. And so the number of fish caught by the disciples that day represented the entire world. I'll buy that, right? It explains to me why John was so fascinated by that number 153. But I can also see Jesus using it for the disciples and for us to see that with his help, with the presence of the risen Christ with us, we can truly reach the world, even if we're uncomfortable sometimes while we're doing it. Jesus came that morning and met them right where they were. He challenged them. He was recognized, and the disciples joyfully joined him on the beach. Jesus fed them and they talked. They had a wonderful morning. But the disciples also knew that they still had a mission. And that's when Jesus talks with Peter. And that's the really powerful part. That conversation is amazing to me. Because once again, Jesus comes to Peter where Peter is. Now, Peter was still reeling from his denial of Jesus. 3 times he denied even knowing who Jesus was. And even I can feel his guilt as I read that story. Jesus comes to him and 3 times asks, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" 3 times, one for each denial, allowing Peter to feel Jesus' forgiveness. And that forgiveness comes in the form of a mission from Jesus. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Jesus trusts Peter to accept that mission, to accept that challenge, just as he trusts the other disciples to accept that mission, even as Jesus trusts us to accept that mission. Jesus has fed the disciples. He's cared for them, suffered and died for them, rose from the dead for their sake, and now asks them and us to feed and tend the sheep and the lambs, the lost and the least, the healthy and the strong, to care for our neighbors. But the truly amazing part of this conversation for me is how Jesus asks the question. He asks, Simon, do you love me? Now, in English, we've got one word for love, and that's love. In Greek, there are many. And the first two times Jesus asks that question, Simon, do you love me? He uses the word agape. Now, agape is that unconditional, sacrificial love that comes from God, and it comes to us willingly and without strings. That is the love that Jesus asks of Simon Peter. And the first two times that Peter answers, he says, Lord, you know that I love you. But the word that Peter uses is phileo, which is brotherly love, family love. I love you like my best friend. Now, it could be that that was the best answer that Peter could give. It was all that he can muster. And so when Jesus asks that third time, Simon, do you love me? He asks, Simon, do you phileo? He meets Peter where Peter is. Peter has heard that there is another goal to be reached, but Jesus meets Peter where he is. Now, the challenge of ministry is still there. It's there for Peter and Thomas, for James and John, Nathaniel, the others. It's there for us. But so also is the gracious coming to us where we are, when we are floundering about not knowing what to do or how to behave. Jesus meets us where we are with grace and forgiveness, with encouragement and support, with guidance and peace, and then sends us out to tend and feed, to help and care for neighbors all around us. When we succeed in bringing light and life and the love of God to those around us, Jesus still meets us where we are with grace and forgiveness, with encouragement and support, with guidance and peace, and then continues to send us out to feed, to help, to care for those neighbors all around us. Jesus will always meet us right where we are, with what we need and with a calling to go, tend and feed, to love and care. Today we gather to give thanks to God for our risen Lord Jesus Christ. The power of God's love is on the one hand a once and for always life-changing event, and at the same time, it is a daily process for us to make real in our lives. So all I can say is thanks be to God that Jesus is risen. And thanks be to God for Jesus' presence with us right where we are. Amen. Please rise as we join together in prayer. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, for people in need, and for all of God's creation. Holy One of new beginnings, fill us with new life. Send us into the world as you sent your apostles, Philip and James, to invite people to come and see your wondrous acts in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, revive ecosystems along coastlands that have been devastated by natural forces and human negligence. Reestablish plant and animal life that purifies air and water and that feeds humans and other living creatures. Lord, in your mercy, accompany laborers who get little rest from their work. Give them hope when they struggle to produce what they need. Give all who labor fair treatment and just wages. Lord, in your mercy, restore all people who cry to you for help. turn their mourning into dancing. Clothe them with joy and put a testimony of healing and praise on their lips. Lord, in your mercy,
amen.
Compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Jack, Gail, Sharon, John and Kathy, Stan, and Bob. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy,
amen.
Be present to faithful ones who are persecuted for following you. Sustain them by your faithfulness and give them strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
amen.
Merciful God, we pray for peace as war rages in Ukraine. Shelter all living in fear. Protect those seeking refuge in neighboring countries. Sustain families separated by the horrors of war. Tend to those who are injured. Comfort all who mourn their dead. Direct your people into the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy. Join our voices with angels, creatures, and all the saints in praising Christ and bestowing upon him all blessing and honor and glory. Reveal Christ's glory to us and through us in our worship. Lord, in your mercy. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the glorious Father, the risen Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the most gracious Holy Spirit. Amen. May your week be blessed as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow.